Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You guys, it's all happening. Are we podcasting?
Hey, Jen,
are we podcasting?
We're podcasting. You can tell, by the way, it's
the
so
doors
loud
are closed.
That we're podcasting.
Yeah, the time that you say you're podcasting in is when somebody's like, you know what I want to do now? Play the flute.
Leaf blow.
Yeah, this is a time to make all of the noise.
Yeah, they know. They've listened before, right? If you haven't, go to...
Anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, and you can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter.
YouTube, Twitter. There's lots of places. We are very excited, too, because we have a new team member, teammate.
That's
His
right.
His name is Tony. He's lovely. He's listening today. He's going to help us. And he's going to help us with so many things. To be
so
cooler.
Many things. Be kinder.
Kinder. Be with it.
Have
a little
us
bit
work
more.
Out more.
I don't think he would dare, but he is a very supportive, sweet
We do.
Young man.
We also have 3 live shows left. They're in Detroit, South Bend,
Are we
going to
be past that date on this? No, great.
No.
3 shows left, and that's it.
And they're in Detroit, South Bend, Indiana, in Chicago with the Vic. Get
the
there.
Chicago with the Vic. I can't wait.
Yep.
It's so much fun. Go to imomsohard.com for tickets. And there we go.
Kristen has a real hot. We have hot flashes. We also have, I have a ridiculous hot flash.
We have hot flashes. We also have hot guys that we're going to talk about.
Oh, you do?
No, I'm just kidding. You do.
Oh, okay. Well,
and then we have a mom box.
Mine's a hot guy and a hot girl, but I'll get to that.
Wow, Jen, what's up?
It's mostly just...
She's fluid.
Well, aren't we all? But I actually...
A lot of it.
Hot flashes for me are a good way to like just share my favorite news story.
That's dumb. Hot flashes for me are like, let me show you the hottest guy I've ever seen in my life. I like do research on
my sex drive is broken. It's got an ACL tear or something. It's like it's benched.
Look, man, my sex drive and my willingness to have sex are 2 different things right now because I'm living in a tiny house with my husband who I do not like right now, which is not that I don't love him, but I'm over my living situation. So nobody's getting any action. So hot flashes are all I have. Literally.
Oh, yeah, the feeling warm. And she does have a strange heating cooling setup right now, too. So that's...
It's the worst. It's literally the worst. I have never been more anxious to get out of a living space than I am in this house. That if you go back like 6 episodes, you will hear me say, I like it more than the front house. I really do. I love our garage apartment.
Yep.
What?
She's going to walk that back.
I'm going to walk that back so fast.
I mean, that's...
If I was in there by myself, it was an Airbnb in Cape Cod, I'd love it.
It's like car
but
trips.
I got roommates from Craigslist.
Car trips, you know, feel like they're going to be a nice, fun
time.
I think
they're always going to be a fun time.
About an hour and a half in, you're like,
what
you
should
have flown.
Done?
Yeah.
Always. Always. Oh, you think I'm going to save money? And I'm going to... Okay, so big news on the horizon.
Huge.
You guys, we had a real evening last night that we did not anticipate going this direction. But here's how it played out. So we have officially had the talk with our son when he was in 3rd grade, because we were in remote learning. We opted to have a conversation with Finn and give him, you know.
And by the talk, she doesn't mean like save half your, you know,
earnings,
a third of your earnings.
No,
No.
That's the talk I'm really into.
That one she can is.
I know more about
off.
That
yeah.
than I do the sex talk. But we did have, we wanted to have a dialogue with Finn. Because we knew that he kind of knew everything about it except the main situation.
Okay,
so,
I feel like now you've read this because I haven't heard you say, call it a dialogue
I've
before,
read so much and it does not matter and it does not help. So with our son, we had the talk and I had so much anxious energy and nerves that my skin got hot. I felt like I was going to start crying. Like I couldn't say it. My husband just said it. And then, you know, just gave it the brass tacks, 1-2, and my son started to laugh, and then his face was like, he was like on a fair ride. He was like, whoa. It was so, like, with him, then all of a sudden the conversation quickly turned into how he would be allowed to karate chop a stranger with stranger danger. Like, we went off we veered off the path so fast.
Yeah, lost interest.
So then then it came to me, like, something had just punched me in the face that, like, when you have the talk with your kids, here's what professionals and people in general don't tell you. It's not, you're not having, like, the talk. They always make it sound like it's just one. You're talking forever. That is just the beginning.
It raises a lot of questions.
Oh my God, forever. Yeah. And as they get older, they have different questions, and you are, so, like, I was under some dumb impression that, like, we would have this conversation with Finn and there he would go. But now he's like, he doesn't even half remember what we talked about. I was like, Finn, we've talked about this. Do you remember, like, girls have a period? And he's like, wait, what? I'm like, oh, God. Ugh.
They just like to hear you say
they
it.
They love to see me squirm. Oh, God, I sweat through my shirt.
Because we haven't had, like, the specific talk with either of our kids yet. But and I'm not going to do what my mom did and be like, I think you've got it figured out. Not going to do that. But, like, I do. I know that they know some things about it because, like, somebody will say something on TV and they'll both, like, turn and look at me like a couple. Yeah. And be like, is this when she's going to do it? Is this when she's going to say anything? But I also don't keep information from them. You know, like, if something comes up and they're like, what's that? I just say what that is. I just don't think they put the puzzle pieces together.
But it's when you have to say what the puzzle pieces are that is a real sobering moment because, like, we're the same way. We're like, well, we're just going to say the hard thing and just say it. But that part where you're like, all right, here's how it works, is another conversation altogether. So we had the conversation with our son. It didn't go great. I don't think anything stuck. And then he went to his fifth grade, here's how wieners and boners and vaginas work.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He thought it was a try not to laugh video from YouTube. And I was under the dumb misunderstanding that he actually retained any of it, which he hasn't. So that's when I realized, I was like, oh, this is information we're going to have to keep reinforcing and reinforcing. But Eleanor, my daughter, who's in fourth grade, she knew. She's so smart. She's so intuitive that she's like, I can tell that this thing kind of makes you a little uncomfortable. So I would be cooking or, like, packing her bag, and she would go, Mom, I think it's time we have the talk. And I would go, well, your dad is not here, and we want to sit down. So she knew that, like, I was, like, that it was a big deal, right?
Yeah.
So whenever the word sex came up in anything, she would go, is it time? Is this it? Are we having the talk?
And I was like, see what your presentation
no.
is.
I go, we're not having the talk. She goes, is it the pre-talk? And I was like, oh God, she's killing me. So last night we're sitting at the table and Eleanor goes, you know, meanwhile, Finn is at the table. And Eleanor goes, you know, you guys had the talk with Finn, but you have not had the talk with me. And I go, I look at Finn and I go, don't you say a single word right now, sir. You just pipe down. I don't need her getting any information from you. And then I was like, ding, 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 you better give her information. So I go, Finn, go up and get in the shower. And so then Colin and I were like, all right, we're going to have the talk with you. It's going to last 4 minutes. That's all we have because Finn is a very fast shower, okay. Which I already have a problem with that. So I go, all right, so we had the talk with her last night. And what I realized is I felt like I was chained to my seat because I couldn't do bits because she was so, had so many good questions, but they were like tough questions that I was not prepared.
Like what?
Oh my God. She goes, so we tell her, you know, and the hardest part is, I'm looking at my husband and I'm like, well, we don't want to make it about each other and we don't want to make it this thing that we do with each other. So then you're trying to make it like clinical, but then it gets weird. So then we were like, you know, we always start at like, when you're in love, when you are comfortable with this person, when you've shared time together. She's like, yeah, get to the bar. So then I was the one that said, the penis goes in the vagina. And she goes, hold on. Why? I go, what do you mean why? And she goes, but why would you do that? And I was like, oh God, okay. Well, if you have a couple margaritas and you have maybe you've done some dancing earlier in the night.
Yeah, you're, sometimes it's maybe just easier than arguing.
But see, again, I can't do bits with her. So yeah. I'm like holding the chair and I'm like, I just want to say so many funny things. But she's so confused. She's like, well, wait, but then how does it go in there? And I was like, okay, there's a thing called an erection and it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a
that's what you said. There's a thing called an erection, yes. And it's going to be a problem. She has a shirt made that says that, you guys. And
I felt like she was like, okay, I was prepared to write a preface of this book, and Eleanor has tabs in like a giant binder. She's like, second chapter? Yeah. Okay. Well, and
I tried to prep you. I've been telling you I had questions. Nope. And
some of the big questions that she had, let me, some of them that I think you will find very funny.
Oh God, I love it. Now the thing is, my son's 5 weeks old, but I also feel like he's already read it.
You got to say it. The reason I believe that, first of all, no kid wants to talk about that with their parents to a degree. But what I wanted to create was this open line of dialogue where they see that, like, even though I'm uncomfortable talking about it, I can still get through it. And, yeah. like, she was so funny the whole time. She kept laughing. Her little teeth were, like, together. And she was like, oh. And I was like, it is weird. It's weird to think this thing happens. Because she doesn't understand, and nor do kids, that like, there's a pleasure. That it's, like, fun. It should be fun. Sex mm-hmm. should be fun. And she doesn't – I'm not telling her that. I'm not, like – because she's like, what? You might as well tell her that her elbow goes in an ear. She doesn't – like, they don't know. So she's it's all for her. It's like pops and hisses and like symbols, you know? So I'm like, biologically, this is what happens. So then we had to go through and explain like an egg and the sperm. And so here's a couple of things she said that were awesome.
God, this is amazing.
She goes, how long does it have to stay in there?
Well, Eleanor, you want to say 20 minutes or it hasn't been worth your time.
I was like, that will be determined by the people that are consenting to this adventure. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's fast and sometimes it's not. And, it really depends on what mood you're in.
And is that the way you said it?
Yeah. Okay. She's like, God, you're so uncomfortable with all of this. I'm just going to keep asking these questions.
Yep.
Here's the other one.
Hit me.
She's like, hold on a second. Does it go in your pee hole where you pee? And I was like, oh, God, she's mine. Yeah. I've done a bad job. I go, you know what? I'm not exactly sure. I need to look up a chart on that one. So can you put a little flag in the thing and then we'll go back to that. And then she said, you and Daddy had to do that 2 times to have us? And I go, yep. Just 2 times.
Wow.
I didn't want it. These are complicated questions. Do you know how different the questions were coming from my son? My son was like, it was literally like game over after the conversation. We were talking about consent and we were talking about that you own your body, that nobody gets to touch your parts without your consent.
Yeah.
And that should be reserved for when you're older and when you're with somebody that you trust and you love and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But Finn was like, his takeaway was, oh man, if a stranger comes up to me in the mall, I get to do a roundhouse kick. And I was like, that is not what we're trying to unpack here. But Eleanor was very linear. And I was like, I'm not prepared.
Let's keep roundhouse kicks out of the sex conversation until later.
So I think the thing that was, first of all, I couldn't have eaten more Tums. Literally, I had a box of Tums in front of me, and she'd ask me a question, and I would like pop a Tum, and then I would chew, and she would just stare at me, and she would stare at me, and Colin would be like, he's like, he had a hard time talking about it because I think when you own the equipment, it's a different conversation. There's a knowledge that you obviously have from his mother to daughter, He was me in the situation when we were talking to Finn. He was stumbling on his words. He was trying to find the right thing to say. And then he just kept saying, like, don't ever, you don't have to. Like, he was, like, so weird about it.
Don't ever what? Don't
have
ever
sex. Like, he was like, when you're married. And I go, well, you don't really have to do it when you're married. And he's like, hey. And I'm like, well, I'm just.
Yeah, my husband and I, we need to get on the same page before that. Because I can
think
see
that's just protective.
That.
It's fine. It's an easier way to talk about it. We all know that, like, down the road when she's older, we'll have much different conversations. But right now, we just had to get the key in the lock situation. And to her, it was the best joke she's ever heard. She was like, that's dumb. Why would anybody want to do that? And I'm like, stay on that, sister. Get your advanced degree. Don't be distracted.
Absolutely. Wow. Okay, so now I definitely have to do this with Dash because they're going to talk. They're going to see each other and they're going to be like.
I told her absolutely not. I go, Eleanor, this is a conversation for parents and their kid, not for kid with their kid. Like, you don't go telling anybody about this. This is a family conversation. And because in fifth grade, they have the school talk. So they're all like, they do. They go in and there's like, you know, Finn said that like the video was literally laughable and it was just some guy going like, so when I go through puberty, some things will get bigger. And then the guy like looks down at his crotch.
Oh God, that is funny.
So that's what Finn was like. That's hilarious.
My kids are obsessed with puberty right now. There's like one puberty conversation that comes up every day. So I know that they're like discussing it in school, like not maybe officially, but like on the playground or at lunch.
Yeah, because there's some kids in their class that are 6 foot tall.
I know. It's so bizarre. Like I remember that.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, Jenny.
Hey, Kristen.
Oh, man. We're heading into spring cleaning. We're heading into spring everything. And I couldn't be more excited to talk about Bowl and Branch to boot.
What makes you feel like fresher and lighter than a good night's sleep on nice, clean, super soft, luxurious sheets?
Nothing. I mean, Bowl and Branch brings it. And I don't know what magic they have in these sheets, but they get softer as you wash them. And I honestly, there's nothing I enjoy more than knowing at the end of the night, I get to pull back my comforter and just squeeze into this delicious bed that feels like it's someone giving me like a horizontal high five. That sounds sexy, but so are Bowl and Branch sheets.
It's true. You can feel the quality immediately, okay?
That's right. I'm telling you, if you don't think that we know what we're talking about, there have been thousands of positive reviews. They're the best-selling sheets. They feel incredible on night one, and they get softer with every wash. They feel buttery soft, even super breathable, so they're perfect for warm months ahead. And they are loved by millions of sleepers. Get this, there are over 11,000 five-star reviews.
Yeah, they're 100% organic cotton, and they're completely free of toxins. And I feel like you can tell. You're going to be able to tell right away. They have a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month if you don't love them, but you will. You can send them right back.
Here's one thing I'm going to tell you that's really fun is we are redoing my daughter's bedroom. We're switching bedrooms for her, so she has a big girl bedroom. And the first thing we're going to do is get some Bowl and Branch sheets so she can every night feel very special getting into her bed. I really just hope that it also helps her want to make her bed. But look, as long as she sleeps in that delicious thing, that's all that really matters.
You know, you can also get her a Bowl and Branch blanket now that they have. They're like these cloud-like duvets, fluffy pillows, so many more things.
She's very, very lucky. And there's all sorts of colors and there's all sorts of prints and it's just very beautiful. And it really does feel like you're doing yourself a real favor. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code HARD at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code HARD.
Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Kristen.
Yo, Jen.
As you know, we both, we'll talk about on the show, we spend a lot of time in the car with our kids. We're currently California moms, and all the driving that goes along with that, that's a lot of driving.
It's a lot of driving.
Yeah. We're either at school drop-off, pickup, weekend trips, doctor visits to soccer.
You're going somewhere. You're always in the car. There's weekend trips. There's club sports, whatever it is, usually has a driving requirement.
Upon hours. And sometimes good ones and sometimes not so.
And sometimes there's other ones.
Yeah. Well, we've all been there. I know for my gang, one of the hardest parts in my car ride is deciding what we're going to listen to, like something we can all agree on. Like, no judgment here, folks. A lot of parents have basically surrendered to AirPod life. As long as you don't hear F-bombs, you're like, whatever.
I know. It's just easier. I get it, but...
Right. We want to tell you about a new podcast called Wild Interest that has something for all of us, even me, so we can all enjoy listening together as a family.
Wild Interest? What's that about, Jenny?
Let me tell you. It's hosted by kids, and the shows are about whatever the kids are interested in. So great. Like anything from science to history, interviews with NFL quarterbacks.
I'm into that.
And they mix in jokes, riddles, fun.
That sounds fun.
I know, right? It's very fun. The best part is the hosts are my kids' age, so they can totally relate.
That's very cool.
I can't relate, but I'll enjoy it.
You'll
though,
enjoy it.
Because they're enjoying it.
That's right. Give it a listen. You won't regret it. You'll learn something and your kids will love it. Find Wild Interest anywhere you get your podcasts.
So this is what happened at our school just last week. And this was the shock of the century.
Oh boy.
Two fifth graders caught vaping.
Oh no.
And I was like, I was literally horrified when I heard the
story.
I was
like, awful.
That's crazy. I've never, like anymore. Like who does that? And that one of them had like stolen a vape pen from their mom, brought it to school and gave it a test drive in the old, the bathroom with one of their buddies. But our principal's so awesome. She called the police.
Good.
Because she was like, no, I'm going to set an example for the entire school.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So she called the police. And you know what the police said? That because everybody was like, why are they here? You know, they can be up there sometimes like doing a welfare check or like,
you know what though? She did the right thing. Scare them straight,
man. But the cop said to one of my friends that was up at the school at the time, he goes, if you see the cops up at the school and we're walking, everything's fine. And I was like,
oh boy, not everything's fine, but everything's fine.
Yeah, not in this kid's world. No, he's thinking about like, what's he doing this? Like every night is going to be so hard because he brought the vape pen to school. But I remember in fifth grade, that's when boys started getting naughty. Not girls as much, but boys were
Don't even get me. Fifth and sixth grade. Oh my God. It's so hard.
Well, my son gave me this. He's a very math oriented person. And he said, you know, it used to be like, say, pre-pandemic that maybe you had a 1% chance of getting a fifth grader saying something mean to you. And he goes, now it's a 43% chance.
Yeah,
I'm
that
like,
seems
that's
right.
That's really specific.
That sounds right. Literally last year, I had to referee on a 3-on-3 basketball tournament, fourth grade boys. And I told my husband, I go, I'm not ever doing that again. Like, because they were so like intense. And I was like, that's only going to get worse in fifth grade. I saw those same fourth graders as fifth graders. And I was like, you have a mustache. Like,
yes.
You are eyeball to eyeball with me. If I make a bad call, which I guarantee you I will, because I don't know what the hell the rules are.
Yeah.
I do not want to deal with you. Like fifth graders. Oh my God. And fifth grade teachers, they all should be given like a goddamn cruise.
I know. They're saints. But that's got to be like the hardest job. Just that like.
Just their bodies are changing. And boys, like the maturity difference between a boy and a girl developmentally is profound. It is like girls, like their bodies start changing earlier, but then they're sort of like ashamed of it. And then boys, they're just like bouncing off the walls. And they're like, not until like seventh grade, they kind of start changing. It's just, everybody's like, bodies are moving like they're like taken over by invasion of the body snatchers.
And it's so funny. My son said the other day in one of his daily puberty talks, he goes to Delilah, he's like, you don't hit puberty or peak puberty till you're like 13. And I'm like, have you been talking to your grandma? Because this is very outdated information. Like it's starting now, just so you guys know.
I know, but isn't like, that crazy? Like it does start like, it starts in little ways and you're like, oh my God, I don't know what's around the corner, but I think it's coming fast. And I think for me, I wanted to have the conversation with Eleanor so that, because with girls, man, like when you have a period, it's kind of scary. You're like, this feels gross and like there's blood and I'm uncomfortable and I have cramps and I'm constipated. Yeah. Sometimes I have diarrhea. Like all these things, it's an assault on your body. So
it's the shittiest of engineering.
It's the shittiest. Yeah. And I go, I just want her to know that like, while it is shitty, it's also pretty awesome. And that like, she doesn't have to be scared of any of it. Cause I felt very uninformed.
I sort of think that like, regardless of what you say to kids, this is probably before they're ever like on Instagram or like watching anything that is like a non-kid show, they're still getting messages about like what sex is and whether it's good or bad.
Totally.
Which is shocking because I was filling something out with my son and instead of gender, it said sex. I think it was at the...
Oh my God! Did they go? Are they like?
He looked at me. He goes. Look back, and I go.
It's that.
He goes. That's not.
My husband would do the same thing. He's like, "You handing that out?
Yeah.
Do I just check the box?
Sex? Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Yeah. No. I was like, what? What do you? It's asking if you're.
Oh, but they love it. They're like, oh.
Think you're gonna trap me in a car? I'll have the conversation. I know. Maybe I'm too comfortable having. I don't know. I want to see. I want to see. It's got to happen, though.
I just wanted to know that, like, that I'm trying very hard to be open, and I want them to know they can be open with me. God knows, I don't know if I'm doing it right. I will say this. I saw a really neat interview with Elizabeth Banks, who I love.
Yeah.
And she was saying, like, you know, she was talking about the importance of being open with your kids about all this. And she said that, like, she's like, she was so blunt that it made me laugh. She's like, hey, man, you know, the truth is, like, you have sex, and like 99% of the time that you're having sex, it's not to have kids. So I'm like, there's a dialogue that like needs to happen. And there's my favorite fancy word again, dialogue, because I've been reading many an article.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you have to have a conversation that you're comfortable with your kid, and you got to trust your gut as a parent as to what they can handle and trust why you're saying it. All I wanted to do was give her the same information we gave Finn at kind of the same time, so she was in the know, because she felt very like, hold on a second. Why does Finn get to know about this thing and I don't? And I was like, yeah. I really don't know, because he's so left. He lacks maturity in every direction. We should have reversed this.
Yeah, I know. I know that my daughter feels the same way too. And probably she'll have it way earlier, like than Dash.
Well, yeah, because the second kid, it comes much easier.
Yeah.
I realized, like, oh, we're just starting the conversation. So I did hear another tidbit that I thought was really helpful, is that these conversations, while they're very difficult, they're the best place to have them is in the car, so that like everybody's looking forward. So it's like mom's driving, kids are in the back.
No awkward eye contact.
No awkward eye contact, because it feels aggressive. So it's like you're at a sporting event and you're just like, hey, let's talk about the birds and the bees. Let's talk about how sex happens. It's this. And then they don't feel like they're required to have any particular reaction, which I was like, all right. So now that we've done the one and I've eaten enough Tums to... like, my bone density is going to be incredible.
Well, it must now, be easier, because I know the Finn talk was like a couple days of gearing up. It was like...
I was a disaster.
Had the cold sweats.
I had cold sweats.
Down a bottle of wine, and then...
Because I felt like when I... In my head, there was a little part of me that felt like once I said it to him, once I started to have that conversation, especially giving the, like, the brass tacks of just, like, what sex is... he would have a loss of innocence. And what I realized is, like, that is just not true. They take in what they can take in. You're just opening the dialogue. There can be a million different versions of what that's going to look like. He'll have questions down the road. I just want him to know that he can't ask me. I might get uncomfortable. I might get weird. I might look up a YouTube tutorial about how to talk about it. I might not even know what it is he's asking, but I'm going to try.
You just make something up. I think that you
I make
can
up a
always...
lot of things.
And you know what?
If you're confident, that's fine. It's information.
It's how you sell it.
It
really is.
People do that on the internet all the time. It's just people believe it on the internet.
1,000%. I'm glad you're having the conversation. You survived it, because now I can do it. Because I remember getting this like book, this like purple book that was like, number one, I don't know what went on in my house in the 80s or whatever. I do. But I remember like being embarrassed in my own room by myself to read this book.
I agree.
And so there was so much like shame. All I want is for them to just, I want them, I say this all the time, like in our live show and stuff. Listen, we're all animals. And if we could just accept that we're animals, like we're humans, we can apply our brains to, but like it's really not need to, oh, I know the reason that it's come up a lot in my house or the kids want to know is because we got the new puppy, which is all the stress I can handle right now. Besides the washing machine exploding, and so right. I don't want to have the sex talk this week. But like, they have a lot of questions because we're obviously going to get her spayed. And they're like, what is
that? I know
that
it's a slippery slope. You're like, all of a sudden you're like, oh, we're... And then my daughter would be like, are we having the talk?
Yes. Like, that's... I think they're trying to like rope me in with that conversation about the dog. So I've answered everything like very scientifically, you know, but I
think maybe we probably brought a lot more like discomfort to the conversation than necessary, but I just didn't know how to say it. And when and last night where Finn was taking a 6-minute shower, I was like, all right, Eleanor, we're going to give you the talk and it's going to be the fastest. And then Finn like came out of the shower and he kind of knew that we were having a talk with her. So he's upstairs like audibling as we, and I go, everybody just stop.
Tell her about the lock and the key. Don't forget that part. It's the real important part. Not the pee hole.
Tell her about where, if anybody's stranger danger, you can roundhouse kick them. So if you want to go to the mall and antagonize a stranger.
Yeah, nobody gets touched swimsuit parts, but doctor or, yeah.
And
no.
So then I was like, oh,
I'm not
God.
Saying Finn talks that way, but that's just that's how 100%.
And then we had to try to teach our son football plays. So the sex talk in the football plays in one night, oddly, not a weird parallel.
Oh, the whiplash, yeah.
You know, I was well, everybody needs to memorize this information.
You know, it's your parental right also to bring all that like awkwardness into the conversation. All I want is to not bring my own personal baggage into it, you know, like it's
they don't want you to bring your own personal baggage
my
into
husband
it because they do not
either.
Want to think about it. My mom tried to have the chat. I wish it would have been a chat. I knew I was
that makes it sound so
my
casual.
Mom also, you know, an 80s mom. My all I remember is my mom wanted to have the talk with me. And I knew it was going to get weird because she like, it was like, she's in the foreground. And my dad was like in the background, like smoking a cigarette, doing bits the whole time.
Oh,
and
God.
My mom goes, Kristen, I just want to talk to you about what sex is. And I was like, no, I'm sorry. It gets worse. Kristen, I just want to tell you what making love is.
Ew, no.
Terry. And then my dad's like, yeah, here we go. And I was like, oh, God, please. So then I'm sitting there with my awesome real estate haircut and football jersey. And my mom's like, when two people love each other and they have explored each other's bodies, I'm like, I want to vomit. I want to die. Please stop talking. And then it was just like, my head was like spinning and I like think I blacked out a couple times and she just kept going on and on. I was like, why are you doing this conversation? And then.
Feels like you're enjoying this too much, Mom.
Yeah, she's a teacher. So like everything was very like detailed. So then I had the cold sweats. And then I remember not too long later, my dad, we were on a farm. And we had pigs, and
oh boy,
it was that time of year, and our boar Boris was actively pursuing another lady friend he had, and my dad was like, "That's what they're doing." Yeah, that's basically what he said. You know what they're doing, and I go, "Oh God!" And that was how he felt. Like that was his version of the talk. Showing me for
you know, as God, I reflect, I think I like Mom's version somewhat better.
No, it was my at least with my dad, I was like, all right, so we can understand like we're all animals in the wild kingdom,
right?
But my mom was like, let's make this like Knott's Landing. I'm like, yeah. Danielle Steele,
I don't want this version, not from
don't
you.
Don't use the word caress or pet.
Yeah,
like I don't need any of that, Terry. Like I'm already uncomfortable. I'm sweating through my freaking parachute pants. Like just, I don't think that's going to happen for a while. Fast forward, it doesn't happen for maybe up. That's why I didn't.
Do you remember me saying earlier I might shit my pants?
Is that what's happening right now?
I gotta go.
I'll be right back.
She's taking
you guys.
Go.
Cut this part.
No, Trey, this is staying in. Jen is trying these new supplements. Tony, I'm so sorry. This is welcome to us, Tony, and what happens to him. Jen is trying these new frickin' hormone vitamins, and it said decreases bloat, and she took three of them. And I was like, you're going to shit like a Christmas goose is what's going to happen. Right in the middle of our podcast, and did I call it? I called it. Who wants to know anything? Trey, how you doing, buddy? Gentlemen, how are we doing? You so happy to be here? We have any 28-year-old hot dude listeners? Have you jumped ship? It's fine. She really ran out of here. I'm looking at...
You guys, I seriously decreased some bloat right now.
Good God!
What?
You're sweating.
No, I'm not! I wish I were. I'm all about losing the LBs right now.
That's what you're embarrassed about? Is that I said that it looked like you were sweating, and that's where you get defensive about, but you just ran out of the room.
I don't want to be the person who...
You should be taking three of those vitamins, I don't think.
Well, that's what it said on the back of the thing. On the back
that's
of the bottle.
That's another ripoff. I don't like supplements because of that. They're like, here's a $45 bottle of supplements.
Because they give you a recommended dosage?
No, but they're like, here's a $45 bottle of vitamins. Take eight. And I'm like, that's literally four doses out of this pill bottle. I want one per pill.
Well, it's supposed this bottle is supposed to last a month. So, and I just tried it because my husband gives everybody vitamins. And the only thing I take are like immune supplement kind of stuff. And I'm like, look, I'm not eating healthy.
All right, whatever floats your boat, whatever
makes you crap your pants.
Yeah, whatever makes you crap yourself.
Sorry about it, you guys. But I do have, can I tell you this hot flash?
Hot flash, hot flash.
While, you know, there's that story about what happens between men and women, I have to tell you this other story that happened between a man and a woman, and it just happened. It's random that they were.
This is some hot flash about, like, not something hot.
It's pretty badass.
Okay, I'm listening.
What, you want me to do a,
No.
A guy, a shirtless guy.
Yeah, kind of but never happens, but go ahead.
I'm sorry. You're gonna be broken downstairs.
You're like, I found a guy who repairs Saturns.
Well, the car Saturn. You find one who can't anymore because they don't even.
What a weird car. Okay.
I know, right? Yeah. Are you still remember that Geostorm too?
I fucking love Geostorms.
I'm sure.
And yeah. Geotrackers.
Oh yeah.
Hi, little mini Jeep. It was the coolest looking, like very a space cool. Shuttle. No one had a teal car before the Geostorm.
Oh my God, I was not cool enough to have either of those
cars.
Those were
the rich people cars.
Yeah, absolutely. My parents were like, here's a Buick.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. No
my
interest.
Car looked like you could drive it in forward or in reverse, and it was the same direction.
Okay. I just thought this was so amazing. Okay, remember the Power Rangers?
Of course.
Okay. So for some reason, in Oakland, California, which we were just recently there, right?
Yes, for 5 seconds.
Yeah. So thank you, everybody in Modesto. We'll see you in...
I'm sorry.
Next year. But they were awesome. They all are, like, just moving their tickets to that date.
I thought I was okay. I was not okay.
Yeah.
Everybody took really good care of me. I felt so terrible, and I thought,
Okay, so these two employees at a restaurant called Noka Ramen were dressed as Power Rangers, you guys, and it was about 8 p.m. on a Friday night, and this woman live tweeted this happening, which I think is pretty amazing.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So a woman in the restaurant was being attacked.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She was being attacked.
No.
And these guys.
Dressed.
It was Morphin time. You're right.
As Mighty Power Rangers.
Morphin Power Rangers. They jumped in, okay? They moved towards the scene to help one another out. The man was using racial slurs.
Oh, no.
And all the patrons started getting involved, making sure everybody was safe. But I got to read you the last part of this. Okay. The Power Rangers ended up piling onto the man as police showed up. Oakland police confirmed to ABC 7 News that they were able to detain the man, believing he was undergoing a mental health crisis.
Clearly.
Yeah. He was detained by one of the Power Rangers.
Oh, my God.
Putting him in a headlock, you guys. Until the authorities could arrive.
That's fantastic. I wonder if he was like, fuck, I am going, is this,
yes.
I'm going down, like, a slippery slope. I just saw, I got my ass kicked by Power Rangers. When does that happen?
Really, he was like mentally fine until, he's just
until
mad.
Until the Power Rangers came out.
Yeah, then he was like, I gotta quit doing drugs,
yeah,
you guys.
What did I try in the 70s? Is it
like, but you guys, it's not Halloween. I mean, it's
they're
not
just dressed
like,
as Power
they're
Rangers.
Just dressed as Power Rangers, and they were looking for their moment, and they found it, you
it's
guys.
It's like heroes don't wear capes, but sometimes heroes wear
they're
capes.
They absolutely
they're
do.
They're wearing capes.
Yeah, they're wearing
like full frontal.
Pink
like,
or yellow.
Yeah, like pink or yellow, and like their fast, quick moves. God bless them.
But it was honestly, I was trying to find a hot guy because I'd read something about this like hero
you gotta
dad.
Get on our TikTok, girl. That,
I know. I read about this like hero dad and I was looking for that and this article came up and I was like, that's the best thing I've read.
That's good. Like, we celebrate. I'm just saying.
Oh God.
Can't
all
look
right.
at the guy chopping wood all the time, but you can because he's got a couple new ones and I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
The wood chopping guy? Wood chopping guy? You guys. You got to go check out the wood chopping guy. He's really something.
It's stupid. It's stupid. Okay. Do we, and you also have a mom box.
I do have a mom box.
Nothing has ever made us happier.
Incredible. This is so great.
We,
okay.
For just for the record, we love, and I told Tony this too, I said, we feel so lucky to read these messages from moms and how nice it is to hear that you guys are listening to the podcast and having such a good time. And it just literally makes us want to work harder and do more. And this was even, this was really sweet.
Really up the ante here.
This is next level, next level.
Okay.
This woman,
she wrote us with her hands, you guys. Talk about
actual
a hero.
Handwritten letter.
Yeah, hold on, I gotta get her name.
God
and
darn
it wasn't
it.
Just, oh God, she did front and back like a queen.
Gosh darn it.
I kinda wish she would have folded it like an old school note. Okay, hold on.
She stapled it, what else do you want?
I know.
She's cute, she knows how to keep it together.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Here are the pictures, which are just as gall darn cute as you could expect.
Okay, so she just had her second daughter named Adeline.
There's a picture of Adeline where she's basically in the hospital. To include us in this is ridiculous.
How can I not find her name? It's so shitty, you guys.
It's at the end of the letter.
Kelly.
Oh,
it's
God.
Kelly. Kelly S.
How long has it been since you've written a letter? You put your
you
name
know what?
At the
it's
end.
A really long
I know.
Time. I haven't read
it's a,
anything
it's a lost
like
art.
This.
Can we talk about that, baby?
Okay.
If you guys aren't watching us on YouTube, this is the roundest, cutest baby.
So she sent us, like, I don't know if people. I should. She said, I'm going to read you just the very top
just the,
part.
Just the top.
Because
it's also, like, we don't want you to think that we only are
dear,
reading this stuff for
dear
the
dear Jen and Kristen, and here's what I love about it. She spelled it E-N at first. She whited it out and put an I.
I appreciate you.
You know what else she did? She spelled Jen with two N's and whited one out. And that is a queen.
You're doing your best.
She is a queen. Yeah, because she's like just had a baby.
She
How
also
did she
just
even have
wrote
time to
us
write
a
this?
Letter.
I know.
What are you literally hoisting this up on your boob, putting like paper on that? Like this is next level. I didn't sign my name for 8 years.
She says, I wanted to write. I know, old-fashioned, to tell you how much your podcast has helped me through one of the lowest points in my life. And so she goes through the hard time that she's having. We do appreciate, we read all these messages, so don't ever stop. We really want you guys to just send us, like, old
school Christmas cards.
Cards, presents. What did I say presents? Now I just threw that in there. But why, no, you guys send us presents.
Well, if you're
right.
crafty.
I know. Oh, God, we love crafts.
We love crafts. People that make stuff, get a... Come on.
Okay,
but, so... what basically the nuts and bolts of it, we're not going to go into the...
She is...
It's our letter. It's private.
That's right. So she's had a hard year, but she's had a lot of loss, but then she had this gain, this beautiful, beautiful baby named Adeline.
Adeline.
There's dad.
With the little
Grandpa.
Bottle.
Grandpa holding it.
Her.
It. She sent us one of the very first like newborn pictures too. The one where she's
I
like,
know. She's got baby in the hospital. That is not what I looked like.
No.
I was like red.
Where's
and splotchy?
Yeah, where's
and
all of her
one
chins?
Of my boobs was down by my rib cage. I was like, no
pictures.
That
was pictures. A weird yellow color.
Yeah.
It looked like, yeah. It was
oh, look at that baby.
Look at that
like,
baby
perfect.
Too.
So this is very sweet and very special.
So she wants us to come to Nashville for a live show.
Done.
We absolutely, we are. We don't know when, but at some point we'll come to Nashville, and you may have front row tickets, lady.
That's friend. Right,
so
lady.
So thanks for letting us share in a part of your wonderful, wonderful joy.
That's so nice. And to all you out there about ready to have the chat or the talk or the old sex conversation, keep us looped in. I might need some...
For pointers, you can DM Kristen.
Yeah, pointers, don't DM me, but I'll follow whatever you guys do because you're better at this than me.
There's going to be an erection and there's going to be a problem. You heard it here first. I think we podcasted
and made a t-shirt.
Okay, bye.
Bye.